Welcome to the Both and Motherhood podcast, where we honor the duality of being called to both making a massive impact and income through your business and really deep present motherhood. I'm your host, Kim DeFilippo, and I'm a mom to two amazing boys and a business coach for other female-identifying humans who are or desire to become mothers, who are ready to start stepping into the life that they feel called to live and embody this duality of being called to both. I'm so glad you're here. You ready? Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to the Both and Motherhood podcast. I hope that you are having a gorgeous spring. If you were in the area of totality and were able to see the eclipse this week, I hope that it was awesome. We are in the Portland, Oregon area, as you may know, and we're nowhere near totality. And it was cloudy as fuck anyway. So we didn't see it, but I saw lots of really cool pictures and had lots of friends and clients who were in the path of totality and got to see it. And my littlest one, Alex, said somebody brought some eclipse glasses to school and he actually got to see the partial, at least from here, which was cool. And I don't know about you, but I saw some people sharing about how exhausted they felt this week around the eclipse. And my kids and me both were like so tired around that time. And the week leading up to it, I don't know about you, but I was so down, like emotional. My emotions were all over the place. And I felt like down, and that's not usually like me. And I think for me, it was a combination of the eclipse coming up. It was a new moon. I was on my period and all the things just lined up really nicely to be like, all right, girl, we got some cosmic shit going on. But I'm feeling much better and more energetic now between being, you know, I do fully believe in leaning into your own energy cycles as you go through your monthly cycle if you are menstruating or have functioning ovaries that are creating those hormones, right? Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about today is something that came up as I was talking with a friend of mine who's also a mom and entrepreneur. And it's really the basis of what I do in my work as a coach too, because although I am a business mentor and I have almost 6 years now of experience in the online business space, building and scaling a business and shifting and rechanging and pivoting and all kinds of things in business. And it is something I love to help people do. The core of my work as a coach is really about empowering you as a woman, as a mom, to develop and maintain a sense of balance in your life, whatever that looks like for you, right? And more confidence and empowerment and really just like help you refuse to stay stuck, whatever stuck feels like for you, and get unstuck, you know, and so that you can live the life that you would really love to live with more joy and more balance and more peace, more confidence, right? And what can happen a lot of times, especially those of us who are balancing motherhood and entrepreneurship, is that balance gets out of whack because we have a lot on our plate. You have a lot on your plate, and that's a lot of roles to hold, right? You're probably on any given day holding your role of self, holding the role of mother, possibly the role of partner as well, in addition to other family dynamics. If you're close or in a caregiver role with anybody in your family, there might be that role. Then there's your business. So you've got CEO role, you've got marketer role, you've got maybe coach role, maybe service provider role, you've got maybe client experience, customer service role, you've got friend role, maybe, you know, you've got self, the role of self too, right? And then if you break down all into like what roles go into being a mother, right? And that's okay. And now you're managing all the things, appointment maker and keeper, maybe chef for the family and chauffeur and all the things, right? Cleaning and all the roles that you have. You have so many roles. And it's so easy to get kind of narrowed in on one or two of those and pour a lot into that. That might be your business. That might be your kids, that might be your partner, that might be cleaning your house or whatever that looks like, and kind of neglect some of the others. And the one that gets neglected the most often, in my experience, is you, yourself. I know I, for one, have been guilty of this. I am just now getting back on track with my own health appointments and making sure I'm seeing the dentist and I'm getting my pap smear and I'm going to get a wall check and get, you know, it's not called a wall check, I guess, for an adult, a physical, getting all of my preventative health stuff done. I've definitely been on top of the kids. You sure as heck, they see a dentist all every 6 months. They get medicine that they need. They see the doctor for physicals and for whatever they need. But I had also been in a phase of motherhood and life that I had let my own stuff, you know, go to the back burner. In addition to physical health, your mental health is something that often slides to the back burner as well. And when we're holding the roles of both and motherhood and entrepreneurship, and we're leading towards a life of being unstuck and feeling more balanced and feeling more joy and like living life the way that we want to live it, as cliche as it sounds, you have to take care of you, right? You are likely the center of your kids' world. You are likely the center of the functioning universe of your household, and you for sure as shit are the center of the universe of your business. Without you, there is no business, even if you have a team, right? And so if you are not taking care of you and making sure that you're at least those cups, mental health, physical health, et cetera, sleep somewhat filled, it's very difficult to feel a sense of balance. Now, caveat, I know that it is not easy, okay? I know that it is hard. I know that you have a lot on your plate, and I am nowhere near perfect at this either. I've made a lot of improvement. I do a lot better, and it does mean that in my house, prioritizing my mental and physical health and that of my kids will often mean that I have to learn to be okay with like dishes in the dishwasher or laundry that's behind or, you know, convenience food or this week or getting takeout or whatever that means. Because you can't do it all, right? Nobody can do it all. You can't do it all. So we'll find whatever is the right balance for you, right? So in addition to that, right, your kids are important. Your relationships are important, whether those are friendships or partnerships or whatever. Your business is important because if you're here, that means that you're running a business, right? And that either you need to make some money because our society, for better or for worse, really is made for a two-income household, right? Maybe you're a single parent like me and you're filling in the role for both. Maybe you're just in a family where your partner doesn't make enough to support both of you. Maybe you guys have big financial goals and your partner does support you both financially, but your income really helps you reach your financial goals. Maybe you're in a family where you don't actually need the income from your business, but you need the fulfillment and the like something for yourself outside of motherhood. And you love your kids and you love getting to do all the stay-at-home mom stuff, but you were not fulfilled just, I hate saying just, but like fully being a stay-at-home mom. And then you've got your business because it's fulfilling to you and you get to be yourself and you get to do things that you enjoy and you get to have control and make your own money. You know, maybe you're in a situation where your business is all of those things, but you're really trying to build up enough money that you can support yourself if you ever needed to leave your marriage or if something happened to your partner. I've definitely helped clients in all of those areas, right? And so your business is important too. Wherever you fall on that spectrum, right? This is not an exhaustive list. So there may be somewhere in between. Your situation might be different. But wherever you fall on the spectrum of business and how it fits into your life, even if you're a single parent like me or the sole income provider in your household, because I was that too. I was married and making the sole income in our house and, you know, being the default parent as well. But, you know, your business is part of that, right? It's not all of it. It's not the center of the whole thing. And it can't be the center of your whole life if you want to have this sense of balance, right? It's going to have to be put into perspective as a piece of the pie, as part of the picture, right? Otherwise, we get out of balance. We get out of that sense of balance. And if you want to hear more on my thoughts on balance and what it means to me and what that is and like what it is and what it isn't, I want you to go back and listen to episode 12, Is Balance a Myth? Because I broke that one down. And I had a lot of really great comments on that episode. So go back and listen to that, especially if you're like, oh my God, I hear the word balance, I want to barf because I think she's full of shit. I want you to listen to that episode, okay? And feel free to sub in a different word if the word balance doesn't feel good to you. But I want to walk you through a quick exercise that you can do periodically. At the very least, do this yearly, but honestly, quarterly is best, maybe even monthly, especially if you're not feeling yet in a sense of balance. If you're feeling all over the place and like you're overwhelmed or exhausted more often than not, right? Because in my episode on balance, I talk about, right, balance does not mean that you're never exhausted or that you're never frustrated or that you're never overwhelmed, because this is life and you're a mother and you have a lot of shit going on. But if more often than not, you're feeling stressed, overstretched, over like just anxious, and things feel like you're in survival mode all the time. One, I've been there. I feel you. Two, it does not have to stay that way. I'm no longer there, even as a single mom. Then I want you to do this check more often, at least once a month, maybe even once a week. Don't do this every day, but like, let's say once a month, right? It only has to take a few minutes, 5 minutes tops. So the point of this exercise is to get a pulse check, get a feel on your overall life, the balance of your overall life, business included, all those other things we talked about, so that you can know where to focus your time and energy on or get support on to tweak, to get back to a sense of balance or get to a sense of balance for the first time, right? So think of it like a health scan. Like, you can imagine each of these areas I'm going to talk about. If you are a visual person, you can imagine something physical like a health meter, like a thermometer maybe, like from full, like high is maybe full, low is like empty. Maybe not a thermometer, maybe like a gauge, like your gas gauge in your car, right? Or you can picture it like a cup, each of these like a cup. And maybe when they're full, they're pretty content and feeling good. When they're empty, you are drained and that needs a lot of attention and a lot more poured into it. If you are not a visual person, me, for example, I am basically no mind's eye and I can't see visualizations for shit. I know there's a big spectrum from somebody like me to somebody who can see everything and thinks in pictures, right? And anywhere in between is normal. I didn't know this till I was an adult, by the way. And I had ended up marrying somebody who sees and thinks in pictures. And I was like, what the actual fuck? Like, I can't even see your face when I close my eyes. And he was like, what the actual fuck? That's the thing. Anyway, apparently, yes, there's a big spectrum. So I want to give, a lot of people are visual and they talk about these visualizations. But if you're like me and you do not have a strong mind's eye, you can do this more as a feeling, right? More as a sensation. Feel into your body and just kind of get a, listen to that inner voice, right? As we go through these, if you can't see the cup, maybe you can imagine a feeling of a cup or a feeling of like contentment versus drained or whatever that looks like for you. If you have any questions, if you're trying to do this exercise and what I'm describing doesn't feel like it's working, just send me a DM. Let's chat through it and let's see if we can figure out how to work with your brain and the way that your brain works and your body works to help you get this pulse check done. So remember here, there is no wrong answer, except for lies, right? My sons, just for their well check, just they're old enough now that their doctor has them fill out some paperwork about like anxiety screenings and depression screenings, which one, I think is cool, but two, I think is like wild that my children are old enough to do that, to be at that age where they're screening for those things. But I told my son the same thing, right? This is just data. There's the only wrong answer is if you make it up or you're saying wrong. Just because you think it should be something else. Their right answer is whatever the truth is. Even if all of these feel like they're empty or zero, if that feels true to you, that's correct, right? if they feel awful, if that feels true to you, that's correct. Anywhere in between is correct. Whatever your answer is, whatever your truth is, that's correct. So I want to say that out there. Because we do this pulse check so that we can focus our energy and getting support and time on tweaking. I don't say fixing, but like filling up, tweaking, getting attention on one, maybe two areas at a time. Right? Even if everything feels empty, we're not going to get anywhere if we try and pour into all the cups at a time. Right? So we pour into a couple at a time, and then we reassess, and then we pour into another one or two, and then we reassess, and we pour into another one or two, and then we reassess, and we find this until we find whatever that balance is for you. It's going to look different than what it looks like for me, or for my friend, or for another friend, or for my sister, or whatever. Right? And again, I want to say before we go into this, business success is not the only thing we're looking at here. Business success is not the only thing we're looking for here. It's only a piece of the puzzle, okay? Because if you're only focusing on your business success and how many clients you have and how much money you're bringing in or how big your team is or what your revenue number is because you're trying to hit whatever the fuck that the internet seems to tell you is good and successful right now, 5K months, 10K months, 100K launches, seven-figure years, whatever the fuck you are getting out there, just put blinders on, okay? When we focus on that stuff, we lose sense of all the other pieces of our life, and then we feel out of balance. We're like, okay, cool, like I'm really successful here, but like my marriage is suffering, or like I'm barely present with my kids, or I am barely getting any sleep and I feel depressed and anxious all the time, or whatever, or like I don't take care of my health. I can't remember the last time I went on a walk or moved, whatever it is, right? So not to say, and I do want to say the opposite of it, is you can have all of those things and feel a sense of balance, but you have to be able to focus on multiple things. And that might not be your desire, right? It's also okay if your desire is to make just enough money to make ends meet so that you have more spaciousness for your mental and physical health and that of your kids and time for your family and time for travel or whatever it is, right? There is no right or wrong here. It's whatever it means to you and how it feels for you. So if you're, when we get to like checking on your business, if your business gauge, your business cup feels full and happy and your finance cup feels full and happy, regardless of what number that is, we just want to look at how that feels for you right now. It doesn't matter if like you feel like, well, it feels good, but should it, you know, because it's not six figures or it's not seven figures or it's not whatever. Like, who cares? Who cares? If it is, cool. If it isn't, cool. As long as it feels good for you and it's meeting your needs and helping you support you to a sense of balance and not staying stuck in whatever feels yucky in your life. So all that to say, here's what I want you to do. Okay, we're going to do a pulse check here. Gauge check, cup check, whatever you want to call it. Some reason that sounds funny. Okay, so there are 9 areas that I want you to do a little check on here. And again, you can take a few seconds to picture a gauge. You can picture a cup. You can just feel into your body and get a sense. And you can rate this on a scale of 1 to 10, if that feels good to you. You can write this down even and like make like a number line almost on a piece of paper in your journal if that feels good. Maybe 10 is like a full cup, a full gauge, meaning I feel really satisfied in this area. It feels solid. It feels good. 1 is maybe an empty cup or an empty gauge and like I'm running on fumes here in this area and this needs a lot of attention and some love. Right? Maybe in the middle. Maybe there's, you know, you can go from 1 to 10 if that feels good, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, et cetera, right? A range of like needing more attention and love to like feeling pretty good and solid. If it feels better to think of like empty, a quarter full, half full, three quarters full, full, then do it that way. If it feels good to picture in color, of like, I don't know, maybe there's a certain color that feels like content and there's a color that feels like drained and there's a color that means in the middle, then go with that. Whatever it is for you that gives you the sense of the health in each of these areas, the pulse check, then go with that. So area number 1 is your mental health. I put this up here before your business, before your kids, before your marriage, before your money, because this one and number two are both about you. And you are the CEO here of your life and business. And we got to check on these first. So take a few seconds, a minute to feel into, how's that gauge on your mental health? Feel free to pause here if I'm talking too fast and you need a minute to think through it or journal on it or go to someplace quiet so you can think about it. Pause me and come back. How is your mental health right now? Okay, next step, more about you. How about your physical health? Where's that gauge at? How full is that cup? Number three, your family as a whole. How does it feel? Your family unit as a whole. That might be you and a kid. Might be you and multiple kids. That might be you and a partner and multiple kids. Or grandparents or aunts or whoever. Like your family in your house as a whole. Whatever that looks like for you. How does it feel? For me, a full cup feels more like full cup, full gauge, closer to 10. Feels like overall, we're pretty happy, right? Overall, we have a sense of peace and joy and fun in the house, and we're getting along pretty well. Overall, we make repairs when we are having ruptures because those happen. Overall, we feel pretty good. We feel solid, right? Yes, we fight. Yes, I get on my kids' nerves. They get on my nerves. Yes, you know, sometimes it's hard, but overall, I feel solid, right? That's just how I describe it. You might be different. Number four is specifically in your motherhood. Where is that gauge? How full is that cup? If this feels like the same thing to you as your family as a whole, that's fine to skip this, but sometimes that's different because if you're in a partnership, maybe we want to look at these separately, right? Your motherhood. And the next one is your partnership, if applicable. If you are married or in a long-term partnership, how is that feeling? Number six would be your friendships. Where's that gauge? How does that cup feel? How does that cup feel? How full is the cup is what I'm trying to say. Where are you at on that scale on your friendships? I know that is one that falls to the wayside for a lot of us in motherhood. Number seven, you might be surprised at how low this is on this list, but your business is next. How are things in your business? How does that cup feel? How does that gauge feel? And overall, this may be, I'm going to do finances separate. So this part of this could be if you're hitting your revenue and take home, which is more important, desires. I like to use that word sometimes more than goals. Are you feeling content and fulfilled with the work you're doing in your business? What about the clients that you are working with? Marketing, like overall, we can break down these pieces if like your business cup feels frazzled and all over the place, right? We can then further break it down into those pieces. But overall, how are things feeling in your business? Number eight is your finances. Now, since you are working from home, this might be, even if you have a separate bank account for your business, which I do highly recommend, it's just easier that way and cleaner. Even if you transfer all of it into your personal account, but you know, you can put overall finances in this bucket, this cup, this gauge. If it feels too complicated to do that, you can separate your business finances from your personal finances. But how's your money life? How does that feel? And the last thing, which is definitely not the least important, but it's more of an overall feel. So honestly, now that I'm saying these out loud, I might have put this up closer to like number three and squeeze it in there. But it's kind of more to round it out. Not that it's the least important, but to round it out is why I have it at the bottom here. Your overall day-to-day life schedule balance, right? Of commitments, yourself, work. This is what people call work-life balance, right? I don't call it that. I, you know, just your overall day-to-day life balance. Does it feel way out of whack? In which case, like where you're frazzled and you're in, feel like you're in survival mode all the time and shit feels like it's always hitting the fan and you are barely sleeping because you're just trying to squeeze all the things in. That might be more of an empty cup or more towards like a 1, 2, or 3, right? If you're like, overall, I feel like I've got the time to commit to myself and my business and to devote to my kids and my partnership. And like, overall, I feel pretty good and balanced. That'd be more like a closer to a full cup or a 10 or whatever you want to call it, right? Again, no wrong or right answer here. Where is it at? And when you're done, I want you to think about, did any of those surprise you? Or did you feel like, oh yeah, like that makes sense to call it out that way? Because yeah, I feel way off and that makes sense. That needs a lot of attention. No matter what you see from or felt from this exercise, again, please do not make any of this wrong. Okay? It's all right. And it is all something we can work with. So then you want to look at it and think about, how do you adjust things in other areas of your life? Maybe this is your business. Maybe this is other commitments. Maybe this is getting more support in areas at home that to allow you to pour more into the cup or cups that need the most attention right now. So that's how you start to tweak it, right? See, I'm going to give you a couple of examples, but obviously there's going to be a plethora of answers here, right? Say, for example, you are finding like your business cup is really filled. You have amazing clients and a great team and you're making plenty of money and that's going great, but you're exhausted and you haven't had any time to exercise in God knows when. And like, you feel like a roommate with your partner and you're not feeling present with your kids. You can't even remember the last time you went out and hung out with a friend, so, you know, whatever. That might mean maybe we need to make some shifts around your business, right? To allow some more space there. Maybe it's mindset, but maybe it's also structural. Maybe we need to set some boundaries around when your work times are and how many hours you have to work and make sure that your business fits into that, right? This is, your business should fit into your life. We should be building your business around the life and the balance that you want to have and not the other way around, right? And if you got there and you built your life around your business and you're stressed the hell out, don't beat yourself up. I got there too in the beginning of my business. And this is one of the reasons why I really talk about this now is like, if you can build your business around the life that you want to have, it's so much easier, even if it might go slower at first. It's so much easier than trying to backtrack and fix your business and tweak it so that you can get back to the balance that you want. It's totally doable. I've done it. I've helped clients do it. Totally doable if you're there. Again, don't beat yourself up. If you need help, come and talk to me. Let's hop on a call. Let's work together. I can help you with this. But if you happen to be in the earlier stages of your business or earlier stages of scaling your business, you can do this as you go, and it's a lot easier than fixing it later. Maybe that is, yeah, like I said, setting some boundaries around, maybe we need to even shift your business model, right? Maybe you feel great, but you've actually, like, the life that you want doesn't fit the business model that you're in. Maybe you're doing a lot of heavy marketing for something. Like, I feel like I should just do a whole nother episode on business models because, yeah, there are different business models. If you're in a done-for-you space, are you growing like an agency style model? Are you more like a boutique style model? Are you just, you know, where you're like just staying small? Is it like a mini agency style model? Are you trying to build out with like one-to-many stuff and courses and group programs? Or are you doing one-to-one work, whether that's done for you or coaching, right? And is this the right fit for you? There are pros and cons to each of these, right? Is it the right fit for how you want to serve, who you want to help, and most importantly, how it fits into your life and the season of life that you're in right now with you and your kids, right? If you have any questions about any of this, if you want to just ask some questions, if you want to chat through something, send me a DM on Instagram. I'm always here. If you want to go deeper, hop on a free call. There's a book, link to book in the show notes. And I'm curious. Let me know how it goes. What came through for you? Were you surprised by anything? Were you overwhelmed by it? Were you relieved to have a number for things or a way to call it to name it. What were the areas that feel like they were doing the best and they had the fullest gauges, and which ones were the most empty and needed some more attention and love? I will say for me, what used to be my mental and physical health was pretty low. Several years ago in my business, my friendships, I didn't have a lot of time for that in the beginning. I'm definitely much more balanced now. I feel pretty good in all of these areas. As a single mom, I'm rebuilding, the finances piece, and I'm totally restructured my business. And so that's evolving as well as I evolve in this 2.0 version of my life. But overall, I feel really great here, but I didn't always feel that way. So I will bring you a new episode next week. I hope that you have a gorgeous weekend and are getting some sunshine where you are at. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you loved it, it would mean the world to me if you'd share it with a friend and leave a rating or review for me in Apple Podcasts or Spotify so more mamas can find this podcast. Make sure you hit that follow button in your favorite podcast player so you don't miss an episode. See you next week. Love ya.